Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed. Hey, today's going to be a real one. What up, my friend? Thanks for rocking with me. Thanks for pressing play. I will never take that for granted. Your time, your energy, it's so important. Your attention is so important. And for you to give me that, like, I really appreciate you. Make sure you connect with me. Hit me up at Trent Show, Not Trent Stone Podcast. I want to see your face. I want to hear your voice. You know, hit me up in the DMs. I can't respond to everybody, but make sure you go in the DMs at Trent Show and Podcast. Give us your feedback, what questions you got to ask me so I can answer them, etc. And listen, I'm trying to accomplish this. I'm going to accomplish this. Three times a week, we're putting out podcasts. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Right, each day is going to have a different vibe, but we're going to try to do that and stick to that because you guys have been asking for it. You guys have been growing the podcast. You guys have been listening actively. So make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you're rating the podcast. Make sure you're sharing the podcast, all the things you already do. And I greatly appreciate that. Today, we're going to go against the grain a little bit. I'm going to talk about something that's not popular. I'm going to talk about something that is probably going to be frowned upon a little bit because we hear the opposite so much. But I want to talk about this because there's a dark side of teamwork. There's a dark side of collaboration. And more specifically, I want to focus on collaboration, not necessarily building your internal team, like your business team. I'm talking about collaboration. I see so many people thirsty for collaborations. And I'm not talking about like partnerships. I'm talking about, man, I just met this person at the conference last week and we're starting a podcast. And I want to be clear, collaborations can be beautiful. They can. But for the sake of this podcast, I'm going to talk about why collaborations can be ugly. You know, a lot of us think that we need to collaborate in order to elevate. A lot of us think that we need to jump into something because we can't do it alone. Listen, I do believe that you need people, for sure. But sometimes the journey, at least some of the journey, is meant for you to go along so you can figure some things out. And so I want to give you permission to be a solo entrepreneur for a little bit. You don't always have to collaborate because if you watch, and I've been a part of this, I made this mistake. If you look out in the marketplace, you look out in sports, you see it all the time. You see people collaborate, right? Based upon, you know, what it looks like. We'll talk about this in a moment. Well, you see people collaborate and it fails. I would say 95% of collaborations don't work out. And today we're going to talk about why they don't work out, the three common mistakes that we make when it comes to collaboration. And as a disclaimer, I got to say this because I don't want people taking this out of context. I do believe in building teams. I help companies build teams. I speak to teams. I'm all about team, right? My whole entire life, I was an athlete. So it's all about team. But I also know when you have the wrong team. I also know when you have the wrong collaborations. And I've made those mistakes. So I want to talk about that today. Because I don't want it to kill your passion. I don't want it to kill your vision. I've seen so many dreams. I've seen so many dreamers stop dreaming because of the wrong collaborations. I've seen so many dreamers not go get the right collaborations because they've been burnt so many times by the wrong collaborations. So today we're going to talk about three mistakes we make when it comes to collaborations. And let's jump right into this. Number one, we fall in love with the best case scenario. We fall in love with the potential of it. We fall in love with the idea of it. Like when somebody comes to you, they're giving you the best case scenario. Like when you're collaborating with somebody or planning on starting something with somebody, most people make the mistake of just talking about the best case scenario. Meaning that, man, this is what we can do. This is what can happen. This is the possibility. This is the potential. And those things are great, but potential sometimes isn't met. The best case scenario sometimes is an experience. And so what I've learned how to do, because I've made that mistake before, like all we talk about is the best case and we fall in love with the dream. We fall in love with the dream that somebody sells us. We fall in love with the dream that we sell each other. We fall in love with all the good, and that's great. But what I know is true is that nothing is perfect. What I know is true is that there are going to be obstacles and challenges. What I know is true is that everything isn't going to go as planned. And when things don't go as planned, what's going to happen? Right? So the first mistake we make is we fall in love with the best case scenario, and we never address the worst case scenario. We never address the worst case scenario. So one of the things that I do when people bring me collaboration or people say, hey, let's do this together, I'm always open. I'm not a closed door. But I say, okay, I understand the best case scenarios, but let's talk about the worst case scenarios. So if this thing doesn't happen, what's going to happen? Right? If our plan doesn't go as planned, what's going to happen? You know, if everything goes as planned and things change, right? And it gets more successful, more money, more this or that, how are we going to deal with that? Most people don't have these conversations. And what happens is you get to that place. It happens every time you get to that place, and now it's conflict. You get to that place and now you see true colors, because now emotions are involved, right? When you made those decisions at the beginning, it was just positive emotions. But now negative emotions are involved. Now entitlement is involved. Now I deserve this is involved. And now you have to deal with that. Now ego is involved. When you first started it, it wasn't about that, because all y'all were thinking about was sunshine and rainbows. But a lot of collaborations don't address the storms, because the storm is going to come. It's going to happen, because a storm is necessary to grow anything legendary. But when you look out in the world, it happens every time. People are doing amazing for the first year, first month, first week. And then when the storm comes, when things don't go as planned, or when things go better than planned, that's when the conflict happens. So I want to tell you this right now. Don't fall in love with what it looks like on paper. You see this in sports all the time. You see a superstar that will go to a team, and on paper, they look great. On paper, it's like, man, this team is going to crush it. And the team ends up being terrible. The Los Angeles Lakers are a perfect example over the last few years. On paper, it looks phenomenal. They got this person, but it never turns out. I'm not going to say never, but there's a possibility that it won't turn out how it looks like on paper, right? On paper, it's always going to be perfect. On paper, the presentation's always going to be great. On paper, there's no mistakes. On paper, you know, it's perfect. And we fall in love with what we see on paper. We fall in love with the idea. We fall in love with potential. And I've been saying this for years. Don't fall in love with potential. Fall in love with the reality. Because potential sometimes is never met. And even in cases with collaboration, if potential is met, again, we didn't address how we're going to handle the success. How we're going to handle the failure. How we're going to handle the outside opinions. We didn't address these things. So now we're having to navigate these situations that we didn't prepare for. And we already know, when you're not prepared for war, you're going to lose the war. When you're not prepared, right, for the things that are coming your way, we're not prepared for the storm is going to demolish you. And that's what happens. So number one, don't fall in love with best case scenarios. Don't, right? If you are going to fall in love with the best case scenarios, you better make sure you address the worst case scenarios and you get clear. And I would even make the worst case scenarios even worse than what you think, because it's always like that. Don't fall in love with what it looks like on paper. Number two, the second mistake we make when it comes to collaboration. A lot of us, and I'm going to catch some heat for this because it's going to seem very egotistical, but I'm just going to keep it real. You know me, I'm going to give it to you raw. I'm going to give it to you straight up. People don't talk about this, because a lot of people, I'm going to tell you right now, they want to take advantage of you. Not everybody, right? A lot of people see your greatness. They see not your talent necessarily, or they see your talent, but they don't want you for your talent. They want you for your, for what surrounds your life. They want you for your name, not necessarily your talent. They want you for your name. They want you to be a part of something to elevate what they have. Because some people are envious of your talent, right? Some people are jealous of your talent, right? Some people are in competition with your talent, but they know your name holds weight. But they know the aura around your life. Man, if I get them a part of what I'm doing, it's going to elevate what I'm doing. Even though I'm jealous of what they're doing, even though I really don't rock with what they're doing like that, but if I get them around what I'm doing, it's going to elevate the brand. This has happened to me so many times in my career. I made this mistake where
I've allowed somebody to sell me a dream. I've allowed somebody to say how much they love my talent, they love this or that, but really, they just wanted me to be a part of what they're doing to elevate them, right? Some people don't see you as a friend, don't see you as greatness, don't see you for your true talent. They see you as an opportunity. And I'm gonna just keep it straight up with you. They see you as an opportunity to take what they're doing to higher heights. They just wanna use you for a little while. You see this in the music industry. All the time, you see music execs and music companies, what they do is like, yeah, an artist might have talent, but they don't care about the artist's talent. They want to use that artist to make more money for their company. And once that artist is used up, they push that artist to the side. And not just in music, it's in almost a lot of industries. It happens like that. So number two, I want to say this because people always say, take one for the team. And I understand the logic of it. I do believe that that's necessary at times when you have the right team, when everybody's willing to take one for the team, everybody is willing to give up themselves for the team at times. But in sports, we always say, take one for the team. I want to say this, and I want to be clear about this. The mistake that we make, number two, is that we take one for the team. And I want to say this, taking one for the team, and what I mean by team, I'm not talking about like your internal business team right now. This is like collaboration, right? This is like a partnership that you did and you found somebody, y'all collabing on something, right? This is the mindset that I'm in right now, just to be clear. Taking one for the team isn't always the best action to take. And I'm going to just say it straight up. Some people might disagree. And listen, I go mentor, coach teams to be better teams. And this is one of the things that I talk about. Taking one for the team isn't always the best action to take. And the reason I say that is because some of us, we lessen ourselves, right, to take one for the team. Some of us, because we've been sold this dream, people come to us and say, man, you're the missing piece to our puzzle. And what we do is we shrink ourselves. Because we have such a good heart. We have such a team. This was me. Such a team mindset. And I just want to, you know, help whatever elevate. So, yeah, I'm going to shrink myself because somebody said I'm the missing piece to the puzzle. Cool. So let me plug right in and make this thing complete. But what happens, and you don't realize this, is that, yeah, you might be in their mind the missing piece to the puzzle, but you don't realize the piece to that puzzle is very small. You don't realize they made you shrink. They made you become less of yourself. And so when you get a part of this collaboration, you can't be fully you. You can't be yourself. This has happened to me multiple times. Well, I would say multiple. It's happened to me a few times where I got sold this dream. And maybe the intentions were pure. Maybe they weren't pure. I don't know. But it's like, hey, we want you to be a part of this, but this is your role. And me, like, I'm okay with being a role player when it makes sense. But sometimes, and I'm going to say this, and people might hate me for it, but this is for you. And I want you to take this quote. I want you to share this quote. Some of you are trying to be a role player when you're meant to be the superstar. You understand? Some of you are trying to be a role player when you're meant to be the superstar. I'm going to say that again. Some of you are trying to be the role player when you are meant to be the superstar. And there's times where you're meant to be the role player. But I've seen this happen a lot of times. It's like the person shrinks themselves because they've been convinced that they're a role player. You see it happen in sports where a superstar shrinks themselves for the betterment of the team and becomes a role player, and they lose who they are. They lose their confidence, right? They lose that spark that they have. They lose it because they're trying to fit in a place that they're not meant to fit in. And so I want to tell you, some of you are trying to be the missing piece to someone's puzzle when you are the puzzle. You are complete, right? You're bigger than the role that they're trying to give you. And I know you want to have a good heart and want to be a team player and you want to collaborate, but sometimes it's not meant for you to shrink. It's meant for you to be who you are. Because if you're not careful, you're going to lose yourself. You're going to start questioning yourself. You're going to doubt yourself because you're going to get in a role where you can't be you. And you're going to start thinking, man, did I lose it? Like, what's going on? That's happened to me a few times. And I had to break away from that because I'm like, man, now I know who I am. And I'm not trying to be arrogant. I know that I'm one of the best communicators in the world. That's facts. This is not my opinion. It's facts. I know the work that I put in. I know there's not many people who can connect with an audience like me, that can reach people like me. And it's on paper. The podcast is one of the tops in the world. Rehab Time has shifted the world for 15 years. And so these are conversations I'm having with myself, because there's times where I got convinced that I was a missing piece to something, but the role was smaller than what I really needed. The role was smaller than what I truly deserved. And I was like, I'm a team player. I'm going to take one for the team. And it's crazy, because you will take one for a team that wouldn't take one for you. And a lot of you are in that position. You taking one for the team, that team wouldn't take one for you.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Right, you taking one for a team, and then when it's time for the team to take one for you, they can't be found. They won't shrink themselves. They won't shrink their role. And what happens is they try to minimize you and levelize you. You start thinking that you beneath them, you start thinking that this is really what you meant for. You start questioning yourself, man, like, am I really him? Am I really her anymore? And you start being a shell of yourself. Go look at sports. You see it all the time. You see a player that will go play a role, fit in a role for the better good of the team. And it actually works out for the worst of the team, because that player never becomes, or he never meets the expectations of really that role, because it's really setting them up to lose. Because that person wasn't meant to shrink. They were meant to expand. So I want to say this again. Some of you are trying to be a role player when you are meant to be the superstar. And don't let people convince you different. You got a track record. You know the work that you put in. So when you come to these collaborations with people, y'all got to understand this. It could be two superstars. But that's the hard part, because then ego gets involved. Then silent competition gets involved. And then things fall apart. I've seen this happen day in and day out. So when somebody comes to me and says, Trent, I want to collab. And I say, why? Well, I just think that, you know, it can, which brings me to number three. Let me just go to number three. The third mistake we make with collaboration is this. We think that collaboration is the best thing for elevation. We think that if we collaborate, and sometimes this is true, right? Sometimes the right collaboration can take you to the, out the stratosphere. It's amazing when it's right. It's amazing when it's in sync. It's amazing when the harmony is there. It's amazing when egos are not there. It's amazing when you know, it's just the collaboration is meant to be. We've seen it happen plenty of times. But for the sake of this episode, the mistake we make is that we think collaboration is the best thing for elevation. And once the newness wears off, once the excitement wears off, and once you're left to deal with what's really there for you to deal with, you start to realize that this isn't helping my elevation. This is actually contributing to my decline. This isn't helping my elevation. I'm not elevating. Like, collaboration isn't always, against popular opinion, I'm gonna say this, it isn't always the best thing for elevation. But the thing that I think so many people think is that they are going to shortcut the process and the journey if they collaborate. And the best analogy I can give, and this is funny, but the best analogy I can give with this is, have you ever been on a road trip? And I'm not talking about like your family, but like, have you ever been on a road trip with like people that, you know, you kind of know, maybe they're new, you know, maybe you just met them, you know, maybe it's a sports team and you're on a road trip. You're like, hey, I'll drive. Y'all can ride with me. Now, I'm gonna be clear. If we on a road trip, we stopping at Buc-ee's, like, facts. Like, Buc-ee's is my favorite, right? We're going to stop at Buc-ee's. If you've never been to Buc-ee's, go to Buc-ee's. This is not a paid ad. This is like, I wish it was, because I would be the spokesperson for Buc-ee's. I love Buc-ee's. I live in between two. I act like we be on the road, and I act like I ain't never seen a Buc-ee's before. I have a Buc-ee's on 10 minutes on each side of me, 10 minutes to the east, 10 minutes to the west. And I'll be acting like I've never seen one before when we go stop. But imagine you're on a trip, a journey, right? A road trip. And I know a lot of y'all can relate. If you're like me, unless it's Buc-ee's, I don't want to stop. I want to get to my destination. And nothing grinds my gears more when I'm with people that want to stop every 5 seconds. I got to pee. Of course, I got kids, right? That's a whole different story. So I'm excluding my family. But I got to pee. I got to do this. I got to do that. Can we take a picture? Oh, let's stop at this gas station. Right? And it's always, you're stopping. Pit stop after pit stop after pit stop after pit stop. And actually, what you thought would be a more enjoyable journey, an enjoyable road trip with other people, it made it worse. What you thought would probably make it quicker because you're having a conversation, your mind is being taken off the drive. Now, you're realizing that, man, they've actually prolong my journey. It's taking me longer. This isn't a shortcut. This is a long cut. And it's similar to collaboration. It's similar to when you collab with people and you haven't actually did due diligence. You don't have a process. And that's the problem. A lot of us don't have a process in that we go through, that we stick to principles, as I would like, love to say, standards when it comes to collaboration. A lot of us just, you know, we feel the dream, we see the idea, we see the excitement, and oh, this is meant to be. And instead of it being a shortcut, it makes it longer. Because as you go on this journey, there's a lot of distractions, right? A lot of quote unquote pit stops. There's challenges. You're gonna have a flat tire. You're gonna have good looking things, the Buc-ee's and all these other things, right? To stop at, and you know, I need rest. And all these things happen in the part of a journey in growing something. But these aren't things, which brings me back to my first point. We don't address these worst case scenarios. So if I was going on a journey with somebody, what I do now is I ask questions. Hey, like, do you like to stop a lot? Like, are you a person that wants to get to where you're going? Or do you like to stop at Starbucks? Do you like to stop at all these places? So I can just understand worst case scenario. So if I'm riding with this person on this road trip, I understand, okay, what's going to go on? I have a different expectation now. I'm going into it with not an unrealistic expectation. I'm going into it with more realistic expectation. And it's the same with collaboration. That's why it's important to address those worst case scenarios. Because if you don't, you're going to realize that collaboration isn't the best thing for you, right? Some of us, it actually takes away from our creativity. Some of us, it actually takes away from our drive, because instead of being dependent on self, And I'm not saying that's how we're supposed to always live life, y'all. Don't take it from that. But you know, I believe in self-dependability and self-accountability. Hence, it all starts with you. And some of us, what it does, it takes away from our true power. It takes away from what we bring to the table. Because now we're waiting on somebody else. Now we've shrunk ourselves. Now we're fitting into a role. And sometimes the role isn't meant for you to play. I'm just going to be straight up with you. Some of you are fitting into a role that ain't meant for you to play. And you wonder why you feel off. You wonder why you don't feel confident. Because you're in a role that you aren't meant to be in. And that's the truth. You're in a role that somebody convinced you to be in. That maybe scarcity convinced you to be in. That maybe somebody's opinion, that maybe the best case scenario forced you to be in. But now you're in a role that you aren't meant to be in, that you aren't meant to play. And you're losing your talents, you're losing your confidence, you're losing your spunk, you're losing your aura. And this has happened to me. So I'm not just pulling this from nowhere. This has happened to me a few times in my journey where I have shrunk myself into a role player when really I'm the superstar, when really I'm the one that's really moving the needle, when I'm the name, when I actually have the proven track record. It's proven, right? It's not just me thinking that I'm this superstar on the team or collaboration, but it's a proven track record. But people, what they will do is they'll try to convince you that you're not that person, and they won't outright say it, but it's called levelization conversation, as I call it. And levelization conversation, you got to be careful about this. Be very aware, because people use this tactic a lot to get what they want from you. And I'm not saying that everybody wants to collab with you, want something from you. Let's be mature here. That isn't the conversation. But you got to be aware of this. Like, levelization conversation often looks like either somebody boosting themselves up higher than what they are to put them at the same level as you, or somebody making you feel that accepting less is better for everything. And there is cases where that is true. There is cases where you need to take one for the team, right? Let's not take everything out of context. But for the sake of this episode, like, you gotta realize when somebody's doing this to you. You got to realize when somebody's trying to plant seeds of doubt, seeds of insecurity, seeds of you're not that person. And they try to make you feel as if you need them, right? As if, you know, without them, you wouldn't be able to reach your highest potential. And so you got to be aware of that, because so many people will do that. So what they're selling you, what they're trying to convince you to do, you start to think that they actually have more information than you, actually have some access to success that you don't, that they could take you to higher heights, that, you know, you start to put them in a place, in the position of some type of leadership. And I want to say this, when they aren't qualified for it, by the way, I want to say this. Some of you aren't meant to be a follower in certain situations, right? Some of you are in these collaborations and you're being a follower when you are meant to be a leader, right? You're meant to lead, right? You've done it, you do it, you are it, and you're meant to be a leader, but you now shrink yourself and you're this follower, and you're allowing somebody else to take the lead. And I know there's a lot of positive quotes about this and about teamwork and all the things, but there's another side of this, man, people don't talk about. I know people are gonna say, if you wanna be a great leader, you gotta be a great follower. I get all that, and I do believe that is true. But also, if you're a great leader, be a great leader. You feel me? If you're a great leader, don't switch into the role of being a follower when you need to lead, when you deserve to lead, when you have the track record to lead. And so I wanted to just talk about that today, because I just see it so much in the space that I'm in, and I see so many failed collaborations, and I do believe it's because of these three mistakes that we make. Now, I could have named 6 and 7, but I do believe that because of these three mistakes we make, it's because of that. So the solution that I would tell you is you got to do due diligence. You got to have a process that you don't budge from. You got to have some principles. And so I put that in place in my life, right? I don't care about, you know, best case scenarios. Like, it's cute, it's awesome. The honeymoon phase is great. But what I want to address too, worst case scenario. So I ask all the time, hey, what if we don't hit these marks? What's going to happen? What if we start this thing and it sucks? What are we going to do? What if we start this thing and it's incredible and we didn't have any contracts, we didn't have any agreements, and it blows up? What's going to happen? What's going to happen when somebody says, if it's a collaboration of two or three, but somebody, the world tends to take to one person more than the others, and the world elevates that one person, right? What are we going to do? And let's not just say, you know, just some stuff that sounds good, but let's have that conversation, because that is a likelihood of things. And that's why you see groups break up, because ego gets involved, because somebody feels like they're better than the other person, and the other person elevates, and emotions get involved, and silent competitions get involved. And that's what happens. So if I'm you, right, I'm not making these three mistakes. Okay, cool. That's the best case scenario that you're selling me. That's great. What about the worst? You know, I'm not gonna fall in love with what it looks like on paper. What you show me on paper is great. But if it doesn't look like this, what it looks like on paper, how are we gonna proceed, right? How are we gonna handle this situation? Number two, I would be very careful about always having the mindset that I gotta take one for the team. Why is it always you? Okay, I can take one for the team, but are you taking one for the team? Is the team gonna take one for me when I need them to take one for me? Because taking one for the team, again, isn't always the best action to take. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's needed. You know, but some of you are trying to be a role player when you're meant to be a superstar. So when you look at the situation, like, use common sense. Don't question your greatness. Don't question your worth. You're not successful by accident. They're not coming to you by accident. They don't want to collab with you by accident. There's a reason. And don't be afraid to ask the question, like, hey, why do you want to collab with me? Why do you want to work with me? Be honest. Be real. Ask these questions. You know, a lot of us, we're so afraid to offend. But you have a right, right? If somebody's coming to you with something, you have a right to ask questions. You know, I'm doing this with my nephew in college right now, or going to college, you know, and I'm telling, you know, my brother, his dad, and, you know, even, you know, I'm telling the parents, like, hey, ask questions. If they want him to be come to their school on a scholarship, ask questions. You got a right to, because they're going to tell you whatever they want to tell you on paper. But you ask the hard questions. Okay, worst case scenario, is my baby going to be taken care of? If it doesn't work out like y'all think it's going to work out, are y'all just going to push him to the side? Ask these questions, because when you ask these questions, you have more realistic and fair expectations. And it never will get to the point, well, we never talked about this. And then three, collaboration isn't always the best thing for elevation. You have to block that out your mind. You got to stop telling yourself that. You got to stop, you know, have more confidence in you. The right collaborations will come, but when you're operating out of desperation, you're going to fall for collaborations that ain't right. When you're operating out of scarcity, when you are operating out of panic, you're going to put yourself in collaborations probably that's not right. Because when we operate from a place of desperation, we tend to settle. We tend to fall for what looks good on paper. Can I get an amen? We tend to fall for what's easier. We tend to fall for, oh, you know what? I think this can actually, you know, shortcut the journey. We tend to fall for that. And you got to have patience. You got to trust your process. You got to trust yourself. You got to be willing to go alone, even though you're not meant to go alone. You got to be willing to take the lonely road. You got to be willing to say, you know what? If it's not right, if it's not the thing that really I feel like is right, and even when we think it's right, we still can get it wrong. I've done that. But I'm not going to settle. And I'm willing to go along than to settle for something that isn't congruent, that isn't right. And so have your process. And I would just put this as extra credit. Three things you never should fall for. Okay, write these three things down. We talked about this in the episode previously, probably like 2 years ago. But three things you never should fall for. Number one, never fall for the presentation, ever. The presentation is always going to look good on paper. Nobody's going to show you an ugly presentation, right? It's going to look better. When you go shop for houses, they ain't showing you the pictures online. Usually don't look like the house in person half the time. It looks better, right? The presentation is always better. It has a filter on it. So understand that there's some under that filter. There's imperfections beneath the surface. Don't fall for the presentation, right? The presentation might get your attention, But then it's up to you to be detective in that presentation and find the reality in the presentation. Okay, so you ask questions. You have the right to ask questions. You have the right to take it slow. And I'll just put this as extra credit too. Like, don't feel like you gotta be rushed. See, some people that wanna take advantage of you, and I'm gonna be real with you, they put you on a timeline. They wanna make you feel like you're gonna miss out on an opportunity. I'm giving y'all game. They wanna make you feel like you're gonna miss out on this opportunity. So what they do is they put you on a timeline. They wanna rush you into making decisions because they know if you take your time and think, if you take your time and be patient and wait, and work through logic and work through common sense, the likelihood of you getting into a bad situation decreases massively. Decreases massively. But that's why people want to put pressure on you. So don't fall for the pressure neither. That's another piece. Don't fall for the presentation. Don't fall for the pressure when people put pressure on you. That's a red flag waving in your face. Like, why are you putting unnecessary pressure? We don't have to start it by them. We don't got to do it by them. Or they might say, if you don't make the decision, we're going to find somebody else. You got to be okay with them finding somebody else. And you got to be okay with you trusting that wasn't meant for your life. Okay, I'm not telling you to procrastinate. But you got to have patience. Another thing, don't fall for the potential of something. Again, the potential of something doesn't mean it's going to be the reality of something. Potential, just like perfection, just like the presentation, just, you know, it's always going to look better. And that brings me to my last thing is perfection, right? If it's too good to be true, it probably is. Now, I'm not telling you to overthink over. Actually, sometimes it's good to overthink. Sometimes it's good to overanalyze. But I'm not telling you to have a state that's always in that. You're always in that mindset, right? I'm not telling you to be in that constant state of overthinking, overanalyzing, because sometimes we'll find things that really aren't there. But if it's too good to be true, then it probably is. I can tell you probably 90%, if I put a percentage on it, 90% of things that were too good to be true when it comes to the collaboration world, it ended up being that, right? I went against the grain. I went against my principles. I believed the presentation. I allowed pressure to get to me. I allowed, man, if I don't do this, then I allowed the potential. I allowed the promises, all the things, because what some people want to do is they want to make you think that if you don't be a part of this, you're going to miss out on how big it can be. You're going to miss out on it. It might be true. There's things that you might miss out on that grow, that go bananas, that go viral, that go huge, that take over the world. But you got to be able to trust that you're always going to make the right decision for you. And so today, y'all, I know this wasn't a common podcast. I know this wasn't the podcast of collaborate and, you know, team. I want to tell the other side of it because, yes, we know team is great. We know collaborations can be good. But what I've been seeing of late, I've been seeing so many collaborations fail. I see it almost every day on social media. I see people who collaborate on podcasts and they break up. I see people collaborate in business and they break up. I see, you know, people that collaborate, you fill in the blank, and they break up. And I promise you, it's because of these things. They didn't address certain things. They didn't look at the worst case scenarios. Right? They shrunk who they are to fit into a role, and they lost themselves in that role. So when you lose yourself, you start to just exist, right? Then it becomes a burden. You don't love it no more. The newness wears off. That's happened for me, literally. And so I had to remove myself from it. And if I told you some of the things I removed myself from on paper, you'd be like, Trent, you're crazy. But I understood that I wasn't meant to be in that role. I wasn't meant to shrink myself. And you see it happen in the workplace. You see it happen on sports teams. It's like a person takes one for the team. They shrink themselves and they never become who they once were. I've seen it happen time after time after time again. And it doesn't work out for anybody. Nobody wins when a person that's meant to be the superstar shrinks themselves to fit in the role that they're not meant to be in. Nobody wins. It doesn't work out for the team. It doesn't work out for the collaboration. It doesn't work out for the individual. So hopefully this podcast episode gave you the permission to say no, gave you the permission to be confident in going on a journey alone until the right collaboration finds you. Hopefully gave you the permission to walk away from unhealthy collaborations. And hopefully it gave you the permission and reminder that You a superstar. Don't allow anything or anyone to take that away from you. You are a superstar. I don't care what people try to tell you. I don't care what you experience by shrinking yourself. You are a leader, right? If you have led efficiently and effectively and you have the track record, you are a leader, right? If you are doing things that are shifting the world and you have the track record of your success, of your greatness, of you being a superstar, of course, it's one thing to think that, but it's also another thing to prove that. Don't you forget that. Do not fall for collaborations that aren't meant for your life. Like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. The thing that you can do for me is share this with somebody. Pick one person to share this with. Of course, share it on your social medias, but find one person to share this with, because this is a message that needs to be echoed so we stop having all these breakups. We stop having all this drama. We stop having all these situations. You know what I mean? And we start having more successful collaborations, because when it's done right, whew, it's a powerful thing. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bae Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bae Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.